Thank you, Mr. President. My delegation would like to exercise the right of reply to statement made by North Korea and China. We will not repeat here what we already said, but we have to say again that the claims and figures that North Korea mentioned regarding Japan are groundless and based on factual errors. North Korea referred to comfort women as sex slaves in the statement. This expression does not reflect the facts, and therefore it should not be used. Having humbly accepted the facts of history, Japan has sincerely addressed various issues for almost 80 years since the end of World War II. Japan has been a member of the United Nations for more than 65 years and is serving as a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council since last year. In this way, Japan has been actively contributing to international peace and security. Mr. President, regarding abduction issue, North Korea should listen sincerely to the calls of the victims and their families and those of international community, including the resolution on the human rights situation in North Korea and the report of the COI. Japan strongly urges North Korea to return all the abductees to their homes immediately. Mr. President, issues regarding the discharge of Alps-treated water was raised by China. At first, the water being discharged is not contaminated water. As it is discharged after sufficient purification and dilution, it will have no impact on people and the environment. The government of Japan has sincerely explained Japan's efforts to ensure its safety at international conferences and bilateral meetings. In this respect, Japan would like to emphasize that after 2 years of rigorous review, the IAEA concluded in its comprehensive report of July 2023 that the discharge of Alps-treated water into the sea is consistent with relevant international safety standards, and that the discharge will have a negligible radiological impact on people and the environment. The results of ongoing reviews and multi-year monitoring by international participants will continue to be provided to the international community in a transparent manner. Japan will continue with its efforts to gain further understanding from international community.